Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 41. Kenosha's new fire chief has been named. The city's police and fire commission selecting Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. after a lengthy search process. According to a news release, Leipzig's long-term department vision, humility, and inclusiveness of personnel stood out. Although the commissioners were impressed throughout the process by the three finalists, only internal candidates were considered by the commission. As a result of the selection, Leipzig will be appointed acting fire chief at Monday's Kenosha City Council meeting by Mayor John Antaramian. The Police and Fire Commission will formally appoint Leipzig as chief at their November 15th meeting. Leipzig will succeed Deputy Fire Chief John Poltrock, who has been acting chief since the retirement in July, a former chief, John Thompson. The proposed 2017 City of Racine budget gets a public hearing at 6 o'clock tonight in council chambers. Aldermen will meet again in Committee of the Whole and take citizen comments to the various spending proposals, including general fund budget and capital improvement plan. Any remaining departmental reviews would take place after that. The big-ticket budgets for public safety, parks, recreation, and cultural services, and public works having been reviewed last week. Aldermen will later have a chance to offer amendments for up or down votes. The Committee of the Whole will then take its recommendations on the budget to the full council for a vote November 15th. The Village Board in Summers is looking toward the future with the tentative recommendation to hire an assistant to Administrator William Morris contained in the 2017 budget. The reason cited, according to the Kenosha News, is the extra work with economic development. But Morris is also expected to retire in the next few years, so having an assistant administrator would also create a line of succession. $60,000 has been added to the summer's budget for the position. The public will have a chance to comment on that and the rest of the 2017 Village budget November 22nd, after which the full Village Board will vote on the spending plan. A $30 wheel tax appears likely for vehicle owners in Milwaukee County next year. The County Board's Finance Committee approved it on a 5-2 vote, sending it to the full County Board. County Executive Chris Abley had wanted a $60 tax, with the money earmarked for bus operations and infrastructure improvements. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death of an inmate at the Kenosha County Jail, who was scheduled back in court Friday on charges of killing her two children. The body of Lucia Hernandez Alvarez was discovered by staff at the county's pretrial facility. She pleaded guilty recently to killing her 1-year-old and 3-year-old children in September of last year, but was set to go on trial to determine if she was mentally competent. Her despondence over her relationship with the children's father is listed in police reports as a key factor. The Racine County Sheriff's Office will investigate the death under a cooperative agreement between the two on higher profile deaths involving the jail. On Thursday, November 10th, United Way of Racine County will host a community briefing at Wingspread to share the first statewide ALICE report. ALICE standing for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It's a data-driven comprehensive research project which reveals a new demographic of those in need. They're referred to as ALICE. This report will share research to illustrate the depth and the breadth of ALICE residents across Racine County and the entire state. The event next Thursday begins at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's sponsored by the Johnson Foundation at Wingspread and United Way of Racine County. Registration is requested by email to amccabe@johnsonfdn.org or by calling 262-681-3343. There are, by the way, listed nearly 671,000 ALICE residents in Wisconsin. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Eagerly awaited every year, the 2016 version of the We Energies cookie book is now available. We Energies spokesperson Kathy Scholl says the recipes in this year's cookie book came from a variety of well-known people from around the state.
Some of the familiar names, former Olympic speed skater Bonnie Blair submitted a recipe for killer brownies. We have comedian and MPTV's Around the Corner with John McGivern host, John McGivern. He submitted a recipe for jelly sandwich cookies. Archbishop Jerome Listecki contributed a recipe for lemon shortbread cookies. The list goes on and on.
Information about the cookie book, recipes from past books, and the dates and times of the distribution events are available online at we-energies.com/recipes. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.